You know, it's funny how we can believe that we are created in God's image and then recreate God in ours. A letter to the man standing on the corner holding a sign that said, God hates gays. You know, I've never seen exactly who it is that you paperclip your knees, melt your hands together, and pray to, but I think I know what he looks like. I bet your God's about 5'10". Bet he weighs 185. He probably stands the way a high school diploma does when it's next to a GED. Bet your God has a mullet. I bet he wears flannel shirts with no sleeves, a fanny pack, and says words like, get her done. I bet your God. Bet your God plays a banjo. I bet he watches Fox News, Dog the Bounty Hunter, voted for Donald Trump, and loves Bill O'Reilly. I bet your God's a politician from Arizona. I bet his high school served racism in the cafeteria and offered hate speech as a second language. I bet he has a swastika on the inside of his throat and racial slurs tattooed to his tongue just to make intolerance more comfortable in his mouth. I bet he has a burning cross as a middle finger and Jim Crow underneath his nails. Your God is a Confederate flag's wet dream conceived on a day when the sky decided to slice her own wrist. I bet your God has a drinking problem. I bet he sees the bottom of a shot glass more often than his own children. I bet he pours whiskey on his dreams until they taste like good ideas. Probably cusses like an electric guitar with Tourette's plugged into an ocean. I bet he yells like a schizophrenic nail gun, damaging all things that care about him enough to get closer. But there are angels in heaven with black eyes and broken halos who claim they fell down the stairs. I bet your God would have made Eve without a mouth and taught her how to spread her legs like a magazine, that she will never be pretty enough to be in. Sooner or later, you'll realize that you are praying to your own shadow, that you are standing in front of mirrors and worshiping your own reflection. Your God stole my God's identity. So next time you bend your knees, next time you bow your head, I want you to tell your God that my God is looking for him.
Hi there. You've come across the Christian Truth Podcast. Yes, the explicit one, where I, prophetess, LGBTQ comes. Well, often I cuss at you, I yell at you, but you know what? It's not to offend you. It's simply to teach you. So here's what we're going to teach you here at the Christian Truth Podcast. God is supreme, and he wouldn't write down that he wasn't. So I don't believe that our God in heaven, Christian, wrote you a little instruction manual. No, I don't believe he sent us a miracle, and I don't believe he requires salvation to love and forgive me. No, simply don't believe it here at the Christian Truth Podcast. So you've come for truth, listener, and I'm about to deliver. For those of you who are listening to this platform for the very first time, be warned. You're going to get offended, especially if you're a hardcore Christian like I used to be. I don't know if I was necessarily hardcore, but I was definitely invested. You know, in every way, I was required to be invested at my particular chapel of faith. I was invested. I did all of the things, was all of the things I was supposed to be. I did it all. I was in line for the heaven-bound gates. You understand? I was in line. I was in motherfucking line. And then they told me I had to take a test. And then that test gave me some things, or reminded me, I guess, if you will, of some things. Because God had already placed it upon my body, placed it upon my destiny, in fact. There was no shit I could do about it at that point, or any other point prior to that. The only thing I can do now, going forward, is to continue to give his truth. My name is Prophetess LGBTQ. Some of you may know me as by other names. But here on this platform, I give you the Christian's truth. And they are as follows. God does not require man. Nope. Not at all. Not just one. Not even one time. Not even once. Not from the beginning and not in the end either. That's just not required. Do you hear what I say to you? He doesn't require us in heaven. Oorah. He doesn't require us here on earth. And he simply doesn't require us to judge ever. Nowhere. Anyhow. Okay. That's just what I believe. Here at the Christian Truth Platform, we give you those truths. That your God in heaven can't be supreme if you believe in the worship-driven book. The book of Noah, he inspired it, remember? For those of you who have read the description of the episode, we'll continue. And for those of you who have not, shame on you, go do so. Go do it now, it's importante. We will continue on with the next truth. God does not bow down to mankind either. He doesn't need us, so he just simply doesn't need us. And the fact that we believe in our heart of hearts, beliefs, okay, that we worship the King of Kings, aka a human being sacrificed that we sent on into heaven. God has questions, so he sent a loud bitch like me. Woke her prophetic sight just to remind people of what the heavens are fucking watching. I said what I said. Now, would you pay attention to cost of this episode? It's going to get you really where it hurts. Now, I was once where you sit, Christian truth listener. Undercover Christian especially. I was you long ago. No, not that, just a few years, in fact. Within the last decade, I stopped believing in Jesus Christ. I stopped believing in the requirement of mankind in God's motherfucking lane. It's where I was separated from the church. Because we believed in the church that we were required. Not only were we required, Jesus was the only motherfucking way. Shut up. That's what I said. This is what we believe, Christian. We believe we have not only found out the only feckin' way was to believe in a goddamn sacrifice and we sent on to heaven and call him God now. We have to believe in it. We have to in order we want to go to heaven, we're not going to go otherwise. And we've taught the masses. We've taught generations of masses, different ethnicities, different dialects. All of them are learning that Jesus was required. No, him was fucking required. He had to die, goddamn you. No, he fucking had to go. And that's what this episode is going to stir up inside you. The passion of the motherfucking Christ. No, he's going to do that for you. Here, mind you that there is in fact a higher authority than the human being you put on a cross, killed, and sent the fuck to heaven and call him God to this day. Now that's what I'm here for. I'm here for you. Yes, I am. Because I have some things to remind you of, Christian. Like I said, I was once where you were. I believed in the Jesus, okay? I watched the movie and I cried. Every time I saw it, I cried. Now every time I hear the fucking name, I get offended. So this is why I named this segment, If I Offend Thee, Good Fucking Damn It, Good. Because the actual religion itself offends me. I said what I said. You heard me correctly. And here's why. This entire episode is based on the fact that we believe to this motherfucking day that not only did Jesus come to the earth, he fucking had to go. No, shut up. He had to go. Now, mind you, we don't talk about how he had to go. We talk about why he left. Yeah, it's a little perspective change, if you will. It's a little adjustment for you right there. I need you to understand the same fucking thing to God. God wanted you to understand that for you today. It's importante, okay? You decided one human being that has been sent to you because you fucking asked him for it. God, I mean, you asked God, the actual fucking God who wants you to know a few things today. You asked him. You asked him for some miracle happening shits. Now, show me something because I ain't saying nothing. It says in the book. In my book, it says you asked God to prove his fucking might. Not only to prove his might, show us how powerful you can be. The only problem is not everybody wanted to see all that. You know, no one was really on board with everything. So they started killing babies. It's just now, God had done it. Okay, he'd already done that shit. So the wise men said, amen. That star was shining for a feckin' reason, okay? So God had already done the miracle thing that we'd asked for. In the book, God had done what the fuck we'd asked him to do. Shut up. This is my episode. You're going to listen to their pet touch. We didn't believe it, though. No, we weren't completely all believing that this guy had actually given this heifer a miracle. No, she just got knocked up by some strange guy she doesn't even know. He must have drugged her, done something horrible to her. But either way, she's no longer clean, and she's damn sure not a motherfucking virgin. To this day, she is the Virgin Mother Mary. Who should just shut it down? But she is. Okay, there's faith around the world tonight. Okay, that believe it. She's a virgin motherfucking mother. Okay, no, she is. And I don't give a fuck if I offend you. Remember, this is my episode. You came to be offended because you read the episode. There is no higher authority than Jesus, right, Christian? Isn't that right? No, than Jesus, right? You know how I know that's what you believe? Because you, undercover Christian, are in fact a Christian. You believe in the righteous kill of one human being who said you were not required in God's lane. You believe it! That's why you're a Christian today. So pay attention. This episode's just for you. The Passion of Christ was yet another movie. Now, mind you, it was made before the first episode, okay? The first episode was the Apocalypto. You remember that? Yeah, we talked about that. Now, that episode came first and the movie came second. Now, mind you, the timeline is in fact opposite. We believe that Apocalypto and in fact Christ were the same goddamn timelines. They were around the same time. No, it's around the same time, just different parts of the earth, right? You understand? Just this different perspectives. You understand? So here's Jesus's perspective. He was born into a virgin womb, never been touched by man, because he came out a virgin womb, he did. He sure did. As a miracle it was, okay? This baby grew up. He said some things. You understand what I say to you. Some of you know the words. He said too much. No, he said too fucking much. He said what we don't want to talk about these days. We don't want to actually refer to the reason he was killed, because then we don't get to glorify the fact that he did it for fucking us. Shut your face. I need you to understand. I'm aware of what the book says. I'm aware of what the beliefs are. I'm also aware now of what the perspective from heaven kind of looks like. It's just really different is all I'm saying. We want to know, they said, how is it okay that you can take what we've given you according to your little bibble poo and kill it? Because you don't like what it said. Shush now. How is that not only okay, but it's a good fucking thing. It's the best thing you can do. It's the best thing you could aspire to motherfucking be. That's a perspective I come from today. Okay, no, I come from that fucking perspective. I'm in defense of the heavens, fuckers. No, that's what I said to you because I'm confused. How are we better for killing one human being because he said something we didn't like? Shut up now. I don't give a damn if it offends you. There are so many different reasons of why this fucker had to die. I don't give a damn. Didn't I say that already? I don't know if you're offended. It's kind of the purpose here at the Christian Truth Platform. I'm supposed to offend you. I'm supposed to wake you the fuck up. I'm supposed to get your goddamn attention. Hmm? Because then you go to goddamn God and you ask him, how much of that should I pay attention to? They're not going to tell you lies. The heavens will not lie to you and tell you not a goddamn thing she said is true. I can promise you, no one's ever going to tell you that. No one from the heavens will tell you, I am not supreme. You believe it'll happen. Let me tell you why, Christian. Because God fucking wrote it down in the goddamn book. Shush now, he wrote it himself. Now, he inspired mankind to fucking do so. But it was his memoirs, you understand? You follow, cool. Now, in the second half of his motherfucking memoirs, God's giving out miracles like a motherfucking DJ request. And okay, no, he did that for you. He proved his motherfucking might. You still didn't believe he had done it. And then when he grew up, this motherfucking miracle, in fact, said some things in protection and in defense of, like me, like this one here, of God's motherfucking power supreme and almighty and whatnot. Mm? He just does not require feckin' anybody else's assistance to do what he do. No, it just doesn't need us. He doesn't need us. No, he doesn't need you. He doesn't need me. He really doesn't need me. He doesn't need any of us because we are humans. According to the fucking book that you give God credit for fucking inspiring, it said God doesn't need us. He sent Jesus to fucking tell us. We skip the fuck over that motherfucking part. No, we go straight to the fact that he died for all of our fucking sins. It doesn't matter how we got there. It doesn't matter why he's there. It doesn't even matter who the fuck did it. All that matters is that we now have salvation and that fucking shit anybody can do. You understand? That'll take it from us. Because we wrote it in a book. No, fuck you. God himself, okay, I'm not sure which one. We'll get back to it. God wrote down that he was not supreme enough to give you what you asked for simply because he didn't know you needed it in the first fucking place. To prove him fucking self, he gave you what you asked for. Let's talk about that right quick, shall we? The God you swear up and down till you're blue in the motherfucking face that you serve comes from a Bible where he kept walking the fuck away. He kept giving you plagues, giving you this, leaving you with that. And I just didn't understand how you considered that to be worship. A lot of things that our belief system, Christian, enraptures us with. We believe in it because it's so goddamn gospel. And it is so important. Remember that because it's in the book. That's how this movie was based. This movie was based upon what we read in a book that we swear up and fucking down that the heavens above inspired mankind to write. No, we did that, though. We took that credit. Just like in the first episode when the goddamn eclipse happened for the first fucking time. Oh, we did that shit, boo. No, we did that. We do that here. Yes, we do. Not only did we make an eclipse motherfucking happen, we got a miracle up in this motherfucking heaven. We did that, though. We made fucking God. And he's the one who told us to write all that shit the fuck down. So if we got any of it wrong, bitch, that's what they say to me. If any of it's wrong, it's because man wrote it. Not because God was wrong. No. You're thinking too fucking small, I used to say. I just don't understand how you, why would you minimalize yourself like that? Why would you do it? Your God can be even bigger than that. Why would he let you write down mistakes? No, shush now, why would he do it? If you're talking about the same God I'm talking about, him fucking supreme, he's not going to allow you. Amen. Because he doesn't do mistakes. That's not his thing. Accidents, not really his bag. Get me? So he's not going to allow you, okay, if he actually fucking told you to write it, to make fucking mistakes. That's how I knew it wasn't fucking holy anymore. No, to me it's not fucking holy. Here's why. Because mankind wrote version upon version upon version upon version. Because the first ones, well, they just didn't get it God right. They just didn't get them just right. You hear me? And then we went completely left and went Mormon. And we went completely right and went this way. And then they completely upside down and went that way. And I just don't understand how we took what we claiming, okay, that God told us to write the fuck down, and we decided it didn't work for us. We got to make some adjustments. And this is actually what he said. You can't say that God fucked up and we need to change what the fuck he said. You say, that's not actually what he said. That was mistaken, and we're going to tell you the truth. We're going to give you the truth here in this Bible. This Bible will give you only the holy truth. The whole holy truth. Amen. Notice to us, we were doing for you version upon version upon version upon version. That proves that that motherfucker was real. That proves that that motherfucker was required. And that motherfucker proves that he is now the royal of royal king of kings, God in heaven. It proves that. You know why? Because you can write down anything you want about how he came the fuck into power. What you're saying? You're saying humans can change the will of God. Even if it's just on paper. We changed the path of history because it was on paper. Every version proves that that fact is so. We're Christians today because we killed one human. Shut up. Now, he was one fucking human who said too fucking much. He said what we did not like. We weren't fucking necessary. No, God doesn't need you in his lane to judge. He just doesn't need ya. And we didn't like that shit. And here's another way to put it. We were killing any baby who we could have possibly fucking have been because we already knew we were in the wrong and that God could only send a message to that effect, to that we were in fact wrong, who had been for quite some fucking time, and we didn't want to hear that message. At any point throughout that motherfucker's goddamn lifetime here on this earth, on this level here, yeah, at any point in his lifetime, where we thought we were eradicating the possibility of his existence, of his reality, of his actually being God's truth, amen, at any point in his motherfucking lifetime that we attempted to do so, we were telling our God, I didn't fucking mean it. No, fuck you. I don't want you to show me how big you are, because that proves you're bigger than me. I can't have nobody believing anybody's bigger than me, said the kings of the world. They killed people. You see, Tio, we've been killing motherfucking fellow humans since the dawn of the goddamn Bible because we felt God had given us a challenge. We were only supposed to be a certain type. We were only supposed to be a certain color, and we were only supposed to live a certain fucking way. And this book, version upon motherfucking version, is proof that we knew what God wanted. We have always known what God wanted. Not only do we know what God wanted, we damn sure don't believe when he doesn't fucking need us. Hell the fuck no. So we killed anybody. Do you hear what the fuck I said to you? We ostracize anybody. We give exodus, you know what I said to you, to those who say we are not required by God. No, God doesn't need mankind. What? Shut her up. Shut her the fuck up. She's talking about the devil. No, she's talking about the devil. The devil doesn't need us. Fine. Okay. I was talking about the devil because I told you God didn't need you. I wasn't talking about the fact that Jesus Christ wasn't required. No, I wasn't talking about that. There's no fucking way I actually believed that. Why in God's name? I mean the real one, the one who gave you the fucking miracle you wrote down about. Hmm? In his name, would he give you something that you believe you needed to prove he was that fucking big? And then take that fucking miracle the fuck on back home and allow himself to be replaced by it. Let's talk about it, though. It's a simple question. Why would he do it? No, why the fuck would he do it, though? But he wrote it the fuck down, is what you say. But he wrote it the fuck down. No, motherfucker, you did mankind. God didn't need to write anything. He never has needed to write anything. And I just can't get people to understand that. A God does not need you to understand his motherfucking lane. It doesn't require you there. Understand? But some of you don't. Some of you refuse to accept that I can't be a Christian because God's bigger than fucking God. No. God's bigger than God. Why? Because your God, Christian, is motherfucking Jesus Christ. The one you killed because he said you are not required by the actual God of heaven. No, you killed him, Dad. You're named for the fucker. Yes, you are. And you're proud of that fucking fact. You aspire to be such a fucking fact. And I need you to understand one thing about that look. Huh? You replaced God, the one who gave you fucking Jesus. Okay, no, he fucking gave you Jesus. According to the book you wrote that you blame God for inspiring. Hmm? He gave you Jesus. He fucking gave you Jesus. Now, you killed God? Fuck you. Which one is it? Because you tell me that God gave you a miracle and you didn't believe it was. Kind of fine. I buy it because y'all didn't believe in motherfucking God for shit. I said what I said. You just never did according to your Bible poo, okay? From the jump, God wasn't shit to you. 6 days in resty poo, folks. Are you first comings? First comers? Yes, that's what God needed. God needed in the very front of that book, there, Genesis. He needed a resty poo, but he did. But fuck you, he did. I said, he did. He needed a fucking nap, okay? And while he was napping, you understand, he told mankind to name and judge every fucking thing he saw. Now, it's important that you remember that in the very first motherfucking book of your goddamn gospel inspired by God, he was napping, resting, and shit, and God had given the job of naming every fucking thing God had ever created, okay, to mankind. No, that's the first fucking book, fuckers. No, the first damn book. You were giving yourself the power, okay, to judge your fellow fucking man. Hold the fucking phone. It didn't matter what form that man came in. You got to decide whether or not it was of God. And unfortunately, at that time, in Genesis, I mean, you couldn't say it wasn't. You didn't know no fucking better. Fuck you. You had not yet eaten fruit. So you didn't know being gay was a fucking problem. And you didn't know being a homosexual at all was even a fucking thing that we should probably not do. It wasn't a fucking problem until you killed the messenger of motherfucking God. That's when we went back to the first half and started revising some shit. No, fuck you. That's what happened. We have a second testament to tell us how we got the miracle we call salvation. And that miracle reminds us on a daily fucking basis, our name alone, Christian, reminds us God can do what the fuck he wants and we gotta keep that motherfucker in check. No, fuck you, we have to do it. And here's how we're gonna do it. We're gonna revise this fucker. We're gonna take something. No, him, he's two fucking powerful fuckers. No, fuck you. How else did we get here to multiple fucking versions where you can't find what the fuck I'm talking about? That's not in your fucking version. I need to understand it. How the fuck come? How come? How come there's more than one version? How come there's more than one? How come, though? I'm not talking about different fucking languages. Fuck you and all that. I'm talking about the actual different versions of the motherfucking holy so-called book of God. It's what he said. And you don't like it, so you made another version. You didn't like that version, so you put some other stuff in there. And I don't really give a shit, okay, how you feel about what it is today. The fact that it is not, in fact, what it was to begin with. You miss me with that. No, fuck you, miss you, miss me with it. Miss me, miss me. Because I don't understand how you call that worship. You get to write that shit the fuck over? No, fuck you. You get to make another goddamn version? No, that's your goddamn job? God told you to do it. Every single version was inspired by the same God who was replaced in heaven by the miracle you requested of heaven. So let's get back to which one you're talking about. He gave you a miracle. That's the God I speak about. The one I'm talking about, the big heavenly father. Amen. He gave you what you asked for according to his bikipu. No, it's a little bikipu here. And he said, here's the miracle. You don't believe it's real. He grows up and says some things. And not only does that miracle die for his fucking efforts, well, he's now your God. That is some shit. If there, I ever heard something, I need you to understand what that looks like. I don't believe that you gave me what I asked for, said those humans. I don't give a fuck what they were. I don't care what they believed. I don't give a shit. You do, human. You care. You care today because you must be distinct from them. You can't be lumped in with them. You can't be lumped in with that. But here's where it's going to bite you in your fucking ass. I won't lump you. I won't lump you. You got your own fucking lump coming. I promise you. I promise you you're going to want to be part of this first fucking lump. Because all humans who believe in a fucking holy Bible believe in the second half as much as the first. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a goddamn holy Bible. Hear what I say to you. You killed one human. Let that shit sink the fuck on it. No, fuck you. You killed him. You killed three that day, according to the Bible. Okay. But you killed one human being. I'm just focusing on the one guy, the one that you claim to this fucking day was the original fucking blasphemer. Ooh, yeah, did that though. You said it. Passion of fucking Christ up in this bitch. Hoorah. That's what he was. Do you know why he blasphemed, Christian truth listener? Do you know why? Because he said we weren't required by God. No, period. Period on that sentence. We just weren't required. And we didn't like that shit. I mean, we don't need to judge one another. And that's just not really our bag. We're our job and the only job we've ever been given, according to the fucking book, since goddamn Genesis, is to judge one fuck another. We get to claim that these are loose women because they don't wear all the clothes that they're fucking supposed to. However, from the very fucking beginning, we weren't even supposed to know that fucking naked was a problem. Because it wasn't. It wasn't a problem for the God that created us. We decided to write shit down a little differently. To this day, we all have a creation story. We have an origin story of how God did his business. And we believe it. We swear up and down that's the gospel. That right there, that version right there. All that other shit hanging up. Because that shit right there is the good truth right there. It's the gospel right there, right there, right there, right there. That's what we got. We only have God's truth. That's all we have to live by. And that's where it got me. I'm confused. No, you told me that he inspired man to write it. Cool, fine, let's go with that. He inspired you to write it down. All of this shit that he talked about him fucking self, you know, giving you plagues because you said fucking no many multiple times. And he took that shit, he took fucking no for an answer and responded with plagues. Yes, he fucking did. That's how the God in heaven rolls for you, according to your Bible poo, okay? Now, so we want to understand something. How come you call that worship to this day believe that that Bible is holy? How much shit does that Bible talk about your God? Fuck you. How much shit does the Bible talk about your fucking God? And you still want to say it's holy. You still want to swear up and down God inspired you to write it just the fucking way you read it today. You want to do that again? I had someone recently call me manic because they didn't understand. One, the message. Two, the fact of the fervor came from fucking heaven. I don't have to give a fuck that you don't like the message. And I damn sure don't have to believe that I'm manic because you don't like that it came from a female. I know for a fact at one point you will hear me and you'll hear what I said. It doesn't fucking matter because the message was still heard by those motherfucking ears upon your head. Yes? No, you heard it and your response was to be vicious, vile, and vindictive. That's on you. Those are your three V's, okay? I need you to remember, you and you alone answer for it. You decided to respond to God's truth in such a fucking manner. I'm manic. I'm fucking crazy. I should be concerned about, right? No, I should do that for you. Because you don't like the message. You don't like where it came from. You damn sure don't like the fact that it fucking makes sense. I don't give a damn, don't give a fuck, don't give a fart. You ever say to you? No, I just don't have to. It's not my job. My job is not to give a damn whether or not you believe me. My only job is to give you the truth of what your fucking beliefs are, what your reality is, what your Christian truth is today. And that's that you killed God's proof that he was bigger than your motherfucking miracles. No. Anything you requested of God, he was bigger than that. And you killed the proof. Shut up. It's what you did. Your book is fucking proof. Every version is proof that you believe it to be true. Because every time you write another version, motherfucking Jesus dying was goddamn part. It's part of it. It's importante. We need a second testament. Because we need salvation. No matter what version it is, if it's a Christian faith, it has Jesus dying on a fucking cross. Just like on that arc of my episode here today. I don't care what you believe outside of he died on a cross for all of our sins. Fuck you. He died on a cross for all of our sins. He did the walk. He took the climb. He did it for all of mankind to a fucking point. No, he can only be God and miracles and almighty to a fucking point. Now, he can't love all, even though while this so-called Jesus fucking Christ character supposedly did that. No, he did that all his life. It's just what he was, you know, just an understanding, caring, loving fucking person. But according to the book, he had to fucking go. Now, according to your fucking biblical Christian, God needed to be fucking replaced by the miracle he thought he was cute with. Now, he thought that shit was cute, so he sent that fucker packing. No, fuck you. That's the only message I get from your goddamn crucifixion. Tell me more about your Passion of the Christ. No, tell me fucking more, Mel. Mel Gibson, tell me fucking more. Tell me more about what it means to us. What that stands for. Him, that guy, okay, putting that on his head, carrying that thing on his back, and walking up the hill. All of that. For us. You feel it? Ooh, you got the goosebumps, Danielle. You're short, yet. You got them. You got the fucking chills. Because you remember what that fucking death means. No, fuck you. Soak that shit the fuck in. You don't care how it happened. You don't care why it happened. The fact that he did it, according to fucking you, Christian, willingly, eh? According to the movie, anyway. According to your Bibble-poo, anyway. He did that shit on will. On will alone. He wanted to do it for us. God wanted us to have salvation. Now, the same God who sent the message that we were required in his fucking lane also wants you to have salvation. Am I getting you correctly, Christian? Because I need you to understand, I was fucking there too. I believed that bullshit lie, that eternal motherfucking loop. I need you to remember, we are required for God to fucking move. We are required to pay this fucker for him to bless our goddamn lives any further. And most importantly, we are required to be saved to fucking go to heaven. God cannot refuse a single saved soul. Not fucking one. Not only can he not, he wouldn't dare. No, he won't fucking do it. He won't. But he won't. It doesn't fucking matter what she says. That's what the fuck they're telling you. He won't refuse you. He simply won't. He fucking can't. You understand that you've sewn your fucking God up in a bag. You're very fucking clear about what the fuck you're telling these people. He won't do it. He fucking won't. It doesn't matter what she says. He won't do it. And here's what they mean. He wouldn't fucking do it again. That's telling you that you're not needed in his lane to judge his fucking own creation. You believe differently today. You believe that the Jesus you killed on a cross is in fact the God that you worship to this day. Hey, I don't know how you get there. I don't fucking get it. You're disgusting, in fact. Like, how you gonna call it worship to kill the motherfucker you call today God? I need to understand it, make it make sense for the class. It's disgusting to me. I knew what it meant. I understood what the fuck the process was. But to this day, I cannot fathom how we fought and thought we were better than God himself. To the point where we could kill this fucker. We were allowed to kill one human being who said we didn't judge for God. We were allowed to do it. Not only were we allowed to do it, we were fucking supposed to. We were supposed to. And the only way we were going to have salvation is if we kill this fucker. Do you understand what your Bible says about your faith, Christian? I don't give a fuck which version you believe in. If you are a Christian today, if you believe in the crucifucking fiction, if you believe that shit took place, what you actually are saying is, I believe in a righteous motherfucking kill. He was killed on fucking purpose. For a purpose, with a purpose. No, fine, fine. Be clear on what the fuck you believe in. It's important, okay? It's so important that you remember what it is that you believe in. You believe that your God was slain on the cross, died, he dead, and then he went to heaven, he's God now to this day. Always has been, some of you say, and always fucking will be, most of you believe. I need you to hear yourself. You took your God down. You took a human being to the ground. You nailed him to a cross, and you fucking tortured him until he died. Shush now, that's the God you serve. Manic enough for your friend. That's the God you serve. You're a Christian today because that's the God you serve. That's what you worship. You worship a book that says you were supposed to kill anybody who said you didn't judge for God. To this day, that's what you preach to fucking people. You tell people, our job is to get everyone else the fuck right. Our job is to save motherfucking souls. It's our goddamn duty. For God, mine, because it can't do it in fucking self. We already killed him dead. Okay, so it's our fucking job from that point forward, from the motherfucker's death to the point he went to heaven, that on forward, it's our job, says the Christian, to tell the rest of the world about them fucking selves. It's our job, says so in the book. The Bible is proof that God needs us, A, B, needs our assistance to judge one a fucking other. No. That's not where I end. Nay. He also needs our judgment in heaven. Not only does he need it, still not fucking done, folks. He requires it. If we do not believe that you're saved, you're not going. And God fucking obeys. Shut up. Yes, he does. And if we believe that you are true and pure in your heart, even if you're touching fucking little children, you're saved though, baby. It's fine. God forgives your fucking sin. Yes, the fuck he does. I'm not disagreeing with you, by the way. I just need you to remember, it's not because you're fucking saved. It's because you're a filthy creature that only God can love. I said what the fuck I said. Only God can do that. Only God, an actual deity, almighty, omniscient being, could actually love everything it has ever created and know for a fact it had never created a mistake. We don't come out as pedophiles. No, the fuck we do not. It might be genetic, but I need you to understand something. It started fucking somewhere. Where the fuck did it start, you think? Well, according to the book, it started in the motherfucking book. And specifically the church. We were telling ourselves it's okay to marry children once they've bled. It's okay. No, it's perfectly fucking fine. To marry children, to sleep with children, bed children, have children with fucking children. It's perfectly okay. Our Bible fucking said so. God was cool with it. He was good with it. He was good with it. All of it. All of it. All of it was his best thing in the world. You know, to see you. He just couldn't get enough of it. In fact, he got so fucking happy about watching you diddle children. He told you to stop doing it. No, he wrote that shit the fuck down. Thou shalt not lay with a child as with a woman. Nope. No, fuck you. Shouldn't do it. Shouldn't do it. So you took that as homosexuality. Not pedophilia. God didn't see that shit. No, fuck you. He didn't see it. You know why you don't believe God saw it? Because your God is, in fact, Jesus. You know, the human being that you didn't like what he had to say, so you killed him and sent him home to heaven? That's your God. I said what I said once more. That is your God. That is what you worship. That's what you think makes you better. No, you're better than fucking everybody else. You're safe to you? No, you're better than fucking everybody. Christian, yes, the fuck you are. And do you want to know why? Because you believe in that righteous kill of one fucking human who said you were not fucking required. You had to kill him. And to this day, you have to believe in that death. You have to believe in that sacrifice. You have to, or you can't fucking go to goddamn heaven. You simply can't do it. No. Now, even if you believe otherwise, the Christian doesn't allow you to believe you're right. No, you can believe what you want, but that's the only fucking way, okay, is to believe that he fucker had to die. No, you don't say it that way. The only way to go to heaven is to be saved through the blood of the lamb. Fuck you. How the fuck else you getting the blood from the goddamn lamb? Let me know. Even if it's a metaphorical motherfucking lamb, he's a goddamn animal. It's got blood in it and stuff. The body, the temple, the form, whatever you're using to sacrifice your goddamn soul for, understand it came with blood. No, it was bloody mess. It was a bloody fucking mess. However you interpret that motherfucking statement, that particular belief that you must be bloody and shit, okay? You must be blessed in the blood of the lamb. It's importante, you understand? Some of us go and get drunk and dunked, yeah? No, we get drunk and dunked. Yeah, we just get dunky, dunky, dunked. Yes, we do. And then some of us actually do that sacrifice and shit. I'm not judging either of you, but I need to understand something. What you're doing is reminding God every single fucking time that you bring that crucifixion up. Fuck you. Every time the cross is referred to, preacher. Every single time you say Jesus is salvation, the miracle of Jesus. Every time you invoke that fucking name, you're reminding your so-called God, aka Jesus that we sent home himself. Okay. That he better never fucking come back. Shut up now. He better never fucking come back. And that's how you remind him. What happens when you come back? We crucified you the first fucking time. You hear me say to you, no fucker, we crucified you. And we made you God to this day, Christian. You're fucking better than me because you believe that shit. You believe you made your own God. You made him, you did that though. Not only did you kill him first, he is still God to this day. That's why he doesn't know your entire day's events. You got to pray to him about it. Fuck you. He doesn't know otherwise because he was actually a human being and he doesn't have the omniscient power that you believe all fucking gods should have. I'm confused. How is it that you were able to kill your God if in fact you worship him? I need to make it make sense. Make it make sense for the fucking class. Do that for me. The Passion of Christ. It got me just like everyone the fuck else that watched it. I was bawling. You know, I say it to you, no, I was fucking bawling. Now, mind you, I was pregnant, didn't know about it, but I was still bawling. Virgin mother. Virgin fucking mother. They didn't like that bitch. No, fuck. Oh, that's just a horrible goddamn life she led. And here's why. We didn't want to believe that God could do that shit. No, we didn't want to believe it. To this day, our name, Christian, is proof. We didn't want to hear that shit. We didn't want to fucking hear we weren't required. We didn't want to hear that God could do whatever the fuck he wanted. Just for starters, putting a baby in a virgin womb. In another episode, you guys will hear me ask you, how is it that he could do it in the Second Testament, but he couldn't do it in the first? We're going to recap it. Don't you worry. We're going to definitely come back to it. Not in this episode, but in another episode. We're going to come back to it because I have questions. This bitch has questions. Like, how is it that he can give it to you? The miracle that you're asking for in the Second Testament, you not believe that he fucking gave it to you. But in the First Testament, he did in fact give you the motherfucking job to name everything he fucking made because he was fucking resting. You can believe that shit all fucking day. Fuck you all goddamn day because it's your motherfucking Genesis story. Hoorah. But the timeline is different in the Second Testament because God was mightier then. We knew that shit. No, we didn't know to ask for miracles in the first half. We didn't know any fucking better. Right. We didn't know no better. Do you know that to this day, there are people who have versions that said, we didn't fucking know any better. We didn't know any better. We didn't know any better. We didn't know any fucking better until we started doing this. Until we started doing this. Until we started doing this. We didn't know any better. And that's why we wrote it down. Because God told us better. He told us. He taught us. He showed us better. That's the First Testament, you say, that he did all those wonderful things for you. At the same time, leaving you and abandoning you when you need him the most. Second Testament, however, he's doing some things. But to a point, you believe it's of God. The moment that of God miracle said you were not required in that God's lane, you didn't believe in God no fucking more. Fuck you. That is your name. That's what she means. That's what the shim means. Christian means that's when I stopped liking what the fucker had to say. No, fuck you. God had sent this message and he had said it just enough times where people started getting pissed. What the fuck do you mean we're not required in God's lane? You guys can look at it any fucking way you want to. At the end of the day, I'm here to remind you what the fuck it looks like from heaven. You got to decide. He wasn't able to do that. No, he's not able to do that. He got to go. No, fuck you, he's got to go. Not only does he have to go, you made that fucking executive decision and God was good with it. Not only was he good with it, he took him home as his own replacement. Now, I'm a heretic for telling you that God doesn't need Jesus, let alone us to be saved by the motherfucking blood of that goddamn lamb. But I'm a heretic. You hear me, too? But it's okay for you to believe that motherfucker had to die. We need that salvation. We need the death of one man who said we weren't required by the God we so-called serve. That death was required, and here is why. It's so he could be sent home. And so he's God now. It's that he had to die so he could be our God. That's what you believe. I'm fucking manic, but you're a goddamn Christian. Shut up. Make it make sense. I'm fucking crazy. I'm a heretic, blast fucking femur. But you believe in a righteous kill of one human who told you God didn't require your motherfucking assistance or approval. So he had to go. He had to fucking go, okay? He had to go. My name today proves I believe in that kill. We sent him fucking packing. He's now our God. What? I'm better than you. I'm better than you because I killed a guy who said we weren't. I'm better than you because we don't have no one else telling us that we are not fucking required in God's lane. I'm better than you because God's not fucking here to tell you fucking otherwise. The moment that man said, we don't get to decide who goes the fuck to heaven, we were done with that fucker there. He's got to go. Now, fuck you, he's got to go. And the moment I said that Jesus wasn't fucking required, I was a lying, blaspheming heifer. Yes, the fuck I was. And do you know why? Because to this day, you justify him being your God because of the sacrifice he gave for all of man fucking kind. Fuck you, no, it's not what he did, though. He gave that sacrifice. That's what the whole fucking movie was about. The sacrifice he gave fucking willingly, mind, to all of mankind. He did that for us. Yes, he did. So today we can be called a Christian. That's why he died that day, okay? That's how they explained it to me. That's how they tried to explain it to me anyway. He had to die that day. No, fuck you. He had to. That's not how you said it. I don't give a damn. I need to know what you heard. Who the fuck told you that Jesus had to die? You were taught that from very littlehood up. Yes, you were. You were taught that he had to die. And because he had to die for whatever reason, we don't believe in the reason now, baby. But there is, in fact, a reason that you don't believe in, right? I'm flummoxed as well, listener. How is it that there is, in fact, a reason of why he had to die, but you don't believe in it? You're a goddamn fucking hypocritical liar, Christian. That's what the fuck you are. Now, there's a reason he had to go, okay? There's a fucking reason. You are the reason that fucker had to die. Be clear what your belief system says to the heavens on a daily motherfucking basis. You want to wear a cross around your neck? You want to do that? Y'all want to hate on my fucking necklace? It's a little bit more reality, in my opinion. I could be that all day. I could never in my life put one of those fuckers on my body. Now, I have them tattooed on my neck. Yes, for sure. I have them on my body. I do. I have some on my body. I'm a temple. Because bitch was a Christian at one time. Bitch evolved as well. Bitch understands, you hear what I say to you, that I'm not fucking required. I am mankind. I understood that part of the assignment. God sent it one time. You killed it one fucking time. It ain't been since, and that is what you believe. You'll never believe anything else. Because if God can only send it once, that means he was in fact replaced. He'll never send it again because he gave of him fucking self. And in whatever form you believe he came in, either in the baby form or he came down in that grown man's form, I need you to understand. You believed God up to a point. The moment he said you were not required, no matter who the fuck said it, you believed it came from God. You killed it. You have been shutting that fucking message down since that moment. Since the moment he was killed. Not since the moment he was went and took him up to heaven. No, 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 no. That's the best part. We believe God until he became a problem. I said what I said, and I'm going to keep saying it too. The moment you wrote the book down is the moment you stopped listening to God. The moment you claimed he came in baby form, said some shit when he grew up, and you were able to kill him, that was the moment you stopped believing in God. Because in that moment, not only do you believe they were justified in doing what they did, because you required it. Today, present day, requires that to have taken place. And I'm going to tell you why. It's not because you need salvation. It's because throughout history, you fought for the right to be right. Shh, I said what I said. You fought for the right to be righteous in that kill. Other people looked at that kill as not so righteous. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You asked that fucking God that you claim your servant. You asked him for a miracle. Why the fuck would you kill it? So it made him a little mad. Christians got pissed. Okay, now why are you questioning what we've done? Why are you questioning our belief system? How dare you? And that's where how fucking dare you came in. How dare you tell us we were wrong to silence God? That is where your self-righteousness comes from, Christian. From that moment, how dare you tell us we were wrong? How dare you? The one person who did that shit, he's our God now, fuckers. What now? What the fuck happens now? That's where we are today, people. You're the Christian who believes that there's not shit anybody can do to you. You're fucking saved. And because you're fucking saved, you're the best. You're the best God's ever done. And he doesn't look upon anybody else other than you and your fellow fucking Christians. It's not because you say it. It's because you've made it so. Throughout history, we were taught, if you didn't believe our way, then you didn't have a way. You just didn't go. And we were dumb enough to believe it. We did that, though, because human beings didn't want to learn any more than we actually had to. Some of us did, though. Some of us learned more than we should have. And then we had to backpedal and explain how that involved God. No, we learned a little bit too much. Makes it look a little less like God and a little more like man. But we had to backpedal so many times. Bible's full of the backpedaling of how this person was believed until a point. Then he backslid himself and we don't believe him anymore, but he's still able to write the book. No, fuck you. He's still writing in this Bible. Okay. And then the Second Testament, we believe in Jesus after he fucking went to heaven. No, fuck you. He believed in him after we killed that fucker. We didn't believe in him when he was alive. We didn't believe in him when he was in utero. We didn't believe that motherfucker was ever coming, ever, back. We believe it to this day. And here's why. Because we're fucking Christians. You act like it doesn't make sense. And that's exactly what disgusts me the most. You act like your religion is the logical religion. It's what makes sense to everyone else. And if it doesn't, it's because you're demonic. You're possessed. That is what you tell people because it doesn't make sense at fucking all. We're possessed. And the fact that it makes sense to you is in fact the exact opposite. It makes you possessed. The fact that you have made sense of that righteous fucking kill, that's a problem for a lot of fucking Christian truth followers. Okay? It's a fucking problem. You swear up and down you're better than me because you believe in a God that you put in fucking heaven yourself. No, fuck you. Tell me how you are better than me. I believe in a God who had never sent you what the fuck you asked for because he ain't got to show you shit. But you believe in a God who did give you what you asked for and you were able to kill it and send it home to replace the God you so-called serve. I'm confused. Which one is it? You serve him or you don't believe in him? It blows my mind how we are so sanctimoniously better and righteous to everybody else, Christian, simply because we killed the one human being, according to the book now, huh? Who said we weren't? We weren't even better or even needed. We weren't even required to judge for God. We weren't good enough to judge for God, is how we took it. So we killed that fucking message. No, that shit's got to go. Ever since we have been killing anybody who says we did not have a righteous place of judgment. That includes the gays, includes all the LGBTQIA plus community. We are to be killed, you understand? Because we do not accept that the Christian has no fucking say over where the fuck our soul goes. Let me be clear, Christian. I'll say it for the whole goddamn class. We are killed not because you don't like what we are, or because even God doesn't like what we are. Nay, nay, you claim it. I don't give a shit. Here's really why. Because we won't accept that God could not love us. We won't accept it. We won't accept it. If we would just fucking accept that we're unlovable, that we're not loved by God, we could maybe fucking go home. We could fucking go to heaven if we could just accept that we are despicable in the eyes of God. I mean, for fuck's sake, it's so easy just to admit that either you're one, not gay, or two, you know you're filthy, disgusting. Then maybe God will accept you in heaven. It's that fucking simple. That's all the Christian wants you to understand, goddammit. Won't you get the fuck on the bandwagon? I mean, for fuck's sake, get on the bandwagon! We just need you to understand you're not worthy unless you believe what we believe. It's that fucking simple. You do not get what we get if you don't believe that we were righteous in killing the first fucker who said we didn't. You know? That's what your name is. That's what your faith believes. King of Kings, you put that God on the throne. And you swear up and down that makes you better. And I want you to look at yourself right quick, Christian. Because no matter how you split that fucking cheese, you killed God according to your bibble poo, and you replaced God with the miracle he fucking sent you. Because that miracle says some shit. Now, the history is there. It's in the bibble poo, okay? You don't get to decide that history doesn't apply to you. You get to skim the fuck over how you got fucking salvation. You just get to fucking have it. Is that it? I offend you when I point that shit the fuck out. I'm confused as to how it makes you righteous to lie and say no one gets to go to heaven except through the way of Christ. Now, what you're saying to all of those who don't believe it is that no one gets to go to heaven unless you believe that we were supposed to kill the guy who said we don't judge you. No, there's only one person who's ever had the fucking ball sack and righteous, okay, who we believe is righteous, all right, because he's God now. The only one who was able to do that was Jesus, and we killed him, for fucking say that. No, because he said it, we killed him. So obviously you can't say that we are not required. That's the rules. Anybody on TikTok, on any social media platform, says that you're not required, Christian, you block it. No, you have to call it in. That's against my belief system, they say. Anybody who says that mankind does not judge for God, every single one of those videos has been blocked. And I need you to hear yourself right quick. That Christian who felt fucking offended. No, fucking offended, okay? You pay a fucking attention. God saw you be offended when I reminded you were required. Your name is Christian. Obviously, you got the message the first time. You just don't believe it. So every time you hear it, you block it because it's not fucking real. And I want you to understand who watched you go through that mental process. God. God watched you go once more through the process of we have to be saved to go to God. And God's like, fuck, you say so, huh? No, fucking fine. Come the fuck home and tell me to my face. I'm the one who tells you. You will go home to your maker and tell him that shit to his face. Yes, Christian, every fucking single one of you. Not because you're saved, because you're a fucking creation of God. Fuck you. It doesn't matter if you approve of what the fuck it looks like. It's still goddamn creation. It's God's fucking creation. It does not matter if you approve. Simply doesn't care. No, I want you to be very fucking clear on this point. No God in heaven, supreme power that they be, gives two flying fucks. Not even one for you, Christian. Whether or not you like what they've done, what they continue to make, what they continue to produce for this fucking earth, for this goddamn realm. They will continue to do so because it gives two fucks. No flying, no walking, no riding the goddamn bus fucks about what you think of what they make. You can kill them all day long, God says. You're going to come home and tell me why. You got to tell me I was wrong. No, I sent a prophetess, told you all kinds of bad shit, right? No, because you couldn't possibly be telling the truth. What, that you're not fucking required? You mean like the Bible said? And you killed the first fucking messenger as well? I need you to understand something. What God sees you every single day say, Christian, I am here today because I am saved by the blood of the Lamb. Fuck God. No, fuck you, Christian. Fuck God, they say. If you're a Christian, that's what you're going home with. You're going home with that. And today, this episode ends with you remembering. You go away from this episode, honey. You're a Christian. You don't love God. No, fuck you. You don't believe in God. No, you can't be a Christian and believe in God. No, can you? Because the God that you so-called believe in, well, he died on a cross. And he's in heaven because you put him fucking there. You were able to take your God from the actual fucking heavens, put him in human fucking form, grow him up, say some shit, and then kill your God in human fucking form. And now you worship this motherfucker like he walks on goddamn golden water. But he doesn't, does he? Because golden water means he could do and see anything he wants to all fucking day long, anytime he wants. Now, anything he wants, anytime he wants, see anything he wants. He just doesn't give a shit if you don't believe it. That's a God. And you don't believe that because you believe in Jesus. You believe you're a Christian, and that means you believe in Jesus. If you are a Christian, listen to me carefully. Undercover Christian, listener of Christian Truth Podcast. If you are a Christian today, it means you don't believe in God. Because you were able to kill yours. You don't believe in a God if you could kill it. No, fuck you. There's no way that you can call yourself a Christian because the reason you have that name is why? Because they didn't believe in God. You carry it with it like a mantle. It's a fucking pride and shit, right? No, you're so excited. Crosses on our fucking necks in this bitch, okay? We're so fucking proud of that goddamn sacrifice, that passion of the Christ. We're so fucking proud of it. We wear it around our fucking necks. We are so proud that we are named for that lion blast fucking femur. Fuck you. That's your God. Because if you're a Christian, you don't believe in God. Because you didn't believe God gave you a miracle and was allowed to say some shit that he said. So since he wasn't allowed to do that shit, you fucking killed him. And now he's your God. So tell me again you believe in the God who actually gave him to you. No, you were able to kill that God. So there is no fucking way you believe in God. There is no way you can worship a God that you were able to kill. How you call that worship now, friend? I'm manic up in this bitch. But you worship Christianity. You are a Christian. I'm fucking manic up in this bitch. But you're a fucking Christian. You killed your fucking sacrifice. Your God was slain. He was indeed. And you're fucking proud of it. No, to this fucking day, you're better than the rest of the fucking race. Because you're a Christian. You believe in the righteous kill of one man who said too much. And I'm manic up in this bitch because I can fucking say that shit fast, or I can say that in one breath, or because I can say it over and over and over again in different fucking forms, and you just don't get it, that it's not gonna fucking change anytime soon. That's called truth for that ass, Christian. I don't give a shit. I don't have to, okay? When I release myself from the demon of shame, I don't have to give a fuck if you believe me. That's not my purpose in life. No, my purpose in life is to tell you about yourself. You, Christian, for sure, need to understand God doesn't require your assistance or approval. And when you go home, you're going to tell him why you didn't agree with me. No, you're going to do that for him. You're going to do that for God, goddammit, Christian. You're going to go home and tell him why this bitch right here, prophetess LGBTQ, was a blaspheming heretical fucking prepper. No, you're going to do that for God. That's what you're going to do. You swear up and down you're going home to tell Jesus, holy shit, did you see that bitch I had to deal with? Like, God in heaven, I'm so glad you were here waiting for me because I needed something to look forward to, baby. I sure did. You guys rejoice about dying and going to meet Jesus. Fuck you. You rejoice that shit. It's so fucking exciting for you. Let me ask you a question before I let you guys go. No, we didn't do a hypothetical of heaven yet, so we're not gonna do that for this episode. But I noticed something. We're so happy. We're so joyful about going to meet our maker. How is it that we can gloss over the fact that we made our maker. Fuck you. How do we do that? Show me how so I can do it too. How do we gloss over that we made our motherfucking maker? How do we do that, Christian church ladies? How's that working for you? All these people singing gospel at fucking church and all these people singing gospel in fucking stores and shit. How does that happen? How we do that? How do we worship a God that we swear up and down we killed and put on a cross? We wear it around our necks, in fact. How do we do that? How we go from that, okay, from a human being created by a God to not believing in God to the point where we killed him, the God, I mean, and replaced him in heaven with a baby that says that we shouldn't judge for God. Not only shouldn't we don't. It doesn't righteously happen. We don't have no fucking say in heaven. That is what you killed. That's what you believe in. That's why I'm a blasphemer. Because I don't care if you think I'm wrong. I don't care if you think I'm a heretic. I don't care if you don't like the way the message comes out. I don't have to. That's why you're mad. That's why a bitch is manic. Because I don't have to stay around and give a fuck whether or not you agree. Because I call it Christian's truth. I call it coming from God in heaven. I don't call it Jesus Christ's truth. No, I know. He's a human being y'all killed and you're going to answer for it. No, fuck you. That is what you will be to the day that you die. You're a Christian, you say? I stopped being a Christian a couple of years back. Yes, I did. I cannot ever, ever claim that name again because I don't believe that was a righteous kill. I don't believe we had any business killing anybody who said we didn't judge for God. I don't fucking believe in that shit at fucking all. It doesn't make me a heretic. It just means I believe in God instead of Jesus. And because your God is Jesus, you will have some explaining to do to the actual gods of heaven. They have questions. You understand? No, they have fucking questions. In more normal episodes, we do a hypothetical of heaven. And we're not going to do, like I said, in this episode, a hypothetical of heaven. But know that the heavens are always watching. I don't care if that's what you believe. I don't have to care. I don't have to care that you don't believe the same thing I believe. I know how far my mind has evolved in the belief system of heaven. I believe that they are supreme. I believe the heavens are powerful and almighty, omniscient. I believe they see all things, know all things, and are in fact all things. And there's not shit you can do about it. They can make whatever they want. I believe it. You can't do anything about that belief either. But because I believe these things, it makes me a heretic. I need you to understand, our belief system today, Christian, says if you do not believe that Jesus is the blood of the Lamb, that he is in fact our salvation, then you are a demon, you're a pagan, you're a bad person. And you're not going to heaven. And because the Christian says it to you, you believe it. Because they're the only way. They've got the only fucking way. That's what they've been teaching us all for since the dawn of time. They're the only way. They're the only way. They're the only way. Theirs is the only fucking way. So what do you have to beat it with? You know what I'm saying? And here's what you have to beat it with. Theirs isn't the way. Hold on. I'm not done. Because theirs is the anti-Christ way. I said. And here's why. You can't be a Christian and love God. You can't be a Christian and worship actual God because in the book, your so-called God gave you your Christendom. And you killed it because you didn't like what it had to say. So if that makes you better than me, Christian, understand what that looks like from heaven. You're better, Christian, than this Hephahia, the blaspheming heretical prophetess who says, I don't require you in my motherfucking lane or your judgment to do a goddamn thing. That's what you believe you're better than. Is that right, Christian? You're better because she believes in bigger. You're better because you believe in the righteous kill of one man. And she's a heretic because she believes I can't be shackled in a book. Let's be clear what the fuck the heavens are looking at. You can say whatever the fuck you want about me. You can call me any kind of name that you feel I deserve. The heavens hear what I say. Just like you fucking do, Christian Truth Listener. They hear me say they're bigger than you can imagine. They're bigger than you will ever allow. And I can promise you, you get no fucking say of who the fuck they let in. I promise you. I put it on everything I love. It's what I believe. That's how big I allow my deity to be. My heavens, they're insurmountable. You, however, human, swear up and down, Christian, that you are the best God can do. And that's a problem for the heavens because you're the most disgusting, foul thing they've ever come across. I said what I said. You believe you're righteous for killing one man who said you didn't judge for God. No, be clear. You're proud of it. You're proud of the name. You're proud of the death. You're proud of what it gives you. You're so fucking thankful up in this bitch that this man fucking died for you. You made a goddamn movie about it. You're so fucking thankful that this man took the fucking literal bullet for you. That you made fucking movies about this bitch. You know, you've got stories of these about how this man made himself a sacrifice for everybody who believed he had to die. Fuck you. That's the only ones who are allowed into heaven, according to the Christians, are the ones who believed he had to die. Fuck you. They had to die so that we could all be saved. I'm not sure exactly where that fucking lie started, but I need you to remember something. Mankind required that we believe one thing. Otherwise, we were not going to heaven. And that has been the way of the Christendom since the dawn of the Bible. We have the way. And if you don't believe in our way, we will not only kill you, we will remove any belief system you had beforehand. Because there is no other way. Back in the day, the Christians would not even allow them to exist. You can't even worship outside of our goddamn religion. You can't do it. You do, we kill you. It's what we're supposed to do. Because Jesus is the first and he's going to never be the last. Because we're Christians up in this bitch. That fucker had to die. And everybody who says we were wrong, they got to die for it too. Because the reason he died was because God has no fucking business telling us we're not required. At the end of the day, Christian, your name says God, I don't fucking think so. No, fuck you, I don't fucking think so. You're a Christian, that's a good thing, isn't it? We're closing up this episode and I got that last question for you. You're a Christian, and not only does it make you look so good to God, you're better than me. Because you believe your God was killed on a cross and sent home to replace the God who gave him to you. You know, the miracle that you swore up and down. You asked of your God because he wasn't making shit up popping no more. According to the book. Everything that happened was because you asked the heavens for it. You believe to this day because we pray about it. It's the only reason the heavens move. Like in the first episode, we made the God disappear. Yes, we did. We did that shit. We made him we sated his thirst. Urah, no fuck you. We sated that fucker's thirst. Yes, we did. That's what we get to say. We get to claim that motherfucker. Why? Because we wrote it the fuck down that way. So because you believe in that Bible, that makes you better. You hear what I say to you? This is what your mankind has written down. You, mankind. You wrote it the fuck down. You blame it on God. This God that gave you the miracle that you named for today. That's what you call worship. And bitch is a manic. A manic heretic. Yes, I am. No, that's what I am. Because you worship a Christian sacrifice rather than the God who supposedly gave him to you. I'll be a heretic all day if it means I believe in supreme power. If it means I believe in bigger than your fucking Bible. If it means that I get to go to heaven no matter what the fuck you say, human beings, I need you to understand something. I'll be a fucking heretic till the day I goddamn die. I'll be manic on the way to their friend. It's what I do best. I don't have to make it look simple or easy for you. I do have to remind you, though, everything you say is heard in heaven. I don't give a fuck if it was typed or not. You weren't concerned. You were vindictive. You weren't worried. You were trying to hurt me. And that's okay. Because only demons can do that. And I don't have demons no more. No, they just don't stick on me. It's like rubber on me. It's what it is. It bounce right on me. I don't give a shit. I don't have to. It's simply not required of my fucking lane to give a flying fuck what anyone else the fuck else thinks of what I do. Or say. Or look like. Or be. I am not required to give a fuck. It's just not in the job description. To be a fucking humane human being? Mm-mm. Nope. Love fucking every fucking body. That's all I'm supposed to do. If you have a problem with that, that's not mine. It's not. It's a you problem. You understand? It's you. I can go to my maker knowing I heard him above all else. I worshipped him above all books or words or tomes that I could ever have been given. I worship a supreme power that is bigger than the book allows them to be. And that makes me a heretic. If it makes me another blasphemer, then I'm with Jesus, the one I don't believe is real or required. I'm with him. You're still not fucking required. You can slay my name. You can raunch it all up if you want to. I don't give a shit. That doesn't change the fact you killed the proof that God doesn't need you in his fucking lane. That's what you are, Christian. The Christian truth of the day is I am named for the I don't fucking think so guy. I don't fucking think so guy. No. We asked for a miracle. We didn't ask you to show the fuck out, God. Because you showed the fuck out, God, we killed that fucking miracle. You've tuned in to the Christian Truth Podcast. Once more, my name is Prophetess LGBTQ, and this was part two of The Dawn of Plagiarism. We take credit for the heavens. Did you know that shit? That's what we do here. Yes, we do. Humankind, I mean. Now, everyone else is not as involved as I am. I said what I said, and not everyone understands that the gods cannot be contained in a book. They simply do not obey mankind. It's simply not how that works, okay? And you damn sure didn't replace the actual physical fucking power of heaven with a human being that you didn't like what he had to say. That's what I give you here, the Christian Truth Platform. I give you the Christian's truth, the fact that you are not required. You are not, in fact, the best. In fact, God, we have words, he says. We have words to discuss. You will not enter God's heaven, by the way, Christian, with any form of Bible. A Bible doesn't exist. Not in heaven. I said what I said. You can come fight me if you want to. But I'm letting you know. You can claim all day long that you worship God and the fucking Bible. But if you're a Christian, you can't worship God. If you're a Biblian, you can't be a fucking God lover either. You just can't. Because God would never have told you to write down he was a punk, walk the fuck away, or let you have too much fucking information from the goddamn jump. He just wouldn't do it. And I was done with your fucking Bible lies the moment that fucker took a rest. Tune in again to the Christian Truth. Night, y'all.
Hi there. You stumbled across the Christian Truth, a podcast where I, Prophetess LGBTQ, comes, well, more often than not, I come to yell at you. If you came here to hear about nothing but Bible scriptures or religion, you've inadvertently ended up in the wrong podcast. Because I switch it up a bit, and I curse pretty often, to be honest. This will be a ride you'll never forget. I hold no punches, and I strive to remain unapologetic. And remember, I was once where you are, Christian. I'm human, and I'll never claim to be perfect, but just like you, listener, we are capable of positive growth. Each episode is from the heart, and I can't wait to hear what you guys think. Leave your comments below any episode and let me know what you thought. Remember, you were warned. This is me as he made me, and he's not done with me yet. Ta for now.